is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Interim University of Colorado President Todd Salomon is the sole finalist for the permanent job. He told Colorado Matters about the numerous challenges he faces, like housing costs.
The CU Boulder campus actually just finished off a new long-term planning project where they included plans for future housing for graduate students and undergraduate students. It's going to continue to be a challenge on all of our campuses, just like it is for all employers.
The Board of Regents must vote one more time to confirm Salomon. Vail Mountain closes Sunday, marking the resort's longest ever winter ski season. CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
Vail's John Plaque says the long season was possible partly because of a huge, innovative snowmaking system the ski resort installed in 2019, plus a healthy crop of naturally occurring spring snow.
We're seeing some winter storms come through, followed by, you know, temperatures in the 40s and 50s. So snowmelt can happen. But we feel really good about where we made snow and where we'll have a really good base to keep skiing through May 1st.
Only a few other Colorado ski resorts are also still open, including Breckenridge, Winter Park, and Arapahoe Basin. That ski area may not close until early June. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Meow Wolf will bring its outdoor festival to Denver this summer. Vortex features live music, art, plus food and drink trucks. Organizers have not said whether they'll hold the August event. Tickets go on sale Friday. Meow Wolf opened a permanent art installation in Denver called Convergent Station last year. This is CPR News.